Everything we experience, every thought, emotion, and physical sensation is actually measurable energy operating at different frequencies. And modern quantum physics is finally catching up to what ancient spiritual teachers have known for millennia.
That's fascinating, and what really strikes me is how we can now actually measure these energy patterns in a lab setting. We're not just talking theory anymore.
You know what's really mind-blowing about this? Think about how a radio works. When you tune to a specific frequency, you only receive broadcasts matching that exact wavelength. Our consciousness operates the same way, constantly broadcasting and receiving energy patterns.
So if we're all essentially walking radio towers, what determines the frequency we're broadcasting?
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. Our frequency is shaped by everything from our thoughts and emotions to our deeply held beliefs and the stories we tell ourselves. And just like a radio signal, we can only receive experiences that match our broadcast frequency.
That reminds me of some recent research in neuroplasticity showing how our thought patterns actually create physical changes in our brain structure.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is how this manifests in our emotional states. Scientists have identified distinct frequency patterns associated with different emotions. Fear and anxiety operate at much lower frequencies than love and joy.
That makes me think about how successful people often report maintaining positive emotional states. They're literally operating at a higher frequency.
And here's what's really crucial. We're not just attracting what we want, we're attracting what we are. Recent studies in quantum entanglement show how particles influence each other across vast distances, just like our energy affects everything around us.
That's quite different from how manifestation is usually presented in popular culture, isn't it?
Oh my goodness, yes. It's not about vision boards and positive affirmations, though those can be helpful tools. The real work happens at the energetic level. When we understand frequency, we realize why some people seem to effortlessly attract opportunities while others struggle.
Well, that brings up an important question. How do we actually shift our frequency?
This is where the science gets really practical. Research shows that consistent practices like meditation, gratitude, and conscious breathing can measurably alter our electromagnetic field. But here's the key. It's not about forcing positive thoughts. It's about achieving genuine vibrational alignment.
You know, that aligns perfectly with recent studies on heart rate variability and emotional coherence.
Exactly. And when we start operating at these higher frequencies, something remarkable happens. Our intuition sharpens, our manifestation accelerates, and we start seeing through limitations that once seemed so solid.
Though I imagine this process isn't always comfortable.
Not at all. When you commit to raising your frequency, everything that doesn't match that new vibration starts surfacing. It's like doing a deep energetic cleanse. Old wounds, limiting beliefs, toxic relationships all come up for healing.
That explains why personal growth can feel so challenging sometimes.
And here's what makes this understanding so powerful. Once you move through that discomfort, everything changes. Studies on neuroplasticity show how this rewiring process literally creates new neural pathways, making it easier to maintain those higher frequencies.
So it's really about sustainable transformation rather than temporary fixes.
Precisely. And what's really exciting is how this individual frequency work affects the collective. Research in mass meditation has shown measurable decreases in crime rates and increases in positive social indicators when large groups maintain higher frequencies together.
That's remarkable. It suggests our personal energy work has much broader implications than we might think.
And that's really the key takeaway here. We're not just passive receivers of reality. We're active creators through the frequencies we choose to maintain. Every thought, every emotion, every choice is broadcasting a signal that shapes not just our personal experience, but contributes to the collective field.
That's quite a responsibility when you think about it.
Indeed, but also incredibly empowering, because it means that at any moment we can choose to shift our frequency and begin creating a different reality. The science is clear. Everything is energy, and we're all masters of our own broadcast.